You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is Life in Thunderbird Radio Health. Thanks for joining us tonight. On the show, we have a live performance ready for you right now, right this minute. So glad that you are tuning in live in studio with us. Playing is Soy Joy.
I want to respect the time that you haven't communicated that you need away from me. So I chose to swim in the frozen lake of forgetting about you. So what am I doing right now? I guess I'm boiling over, biting my cracked nails on my way to absolutely nowhere. I'm crawling in circles on the tracks by the high school, a place I swore I'd never return to. My knees are bruised and still bleed. I didn't need your help, I just needed your honesty. 'Cause I can bandage myself up on my own. I hope that you can also respect the time that I haven't communicated that I need away from you. 'Cause I'm playing my songs, breathing out smoke, lying on patches of clovers and daisies, staring up into the mirror you call the night sky, as these mosquitoes eat me alive. Biting my cracked nails on my way to absolutely nowhere. I'm crawling in circles on the tracks by the high school, a place I swore I'd never return to. My knees are bruised and still bleed. I didn't need your help, I just needed your honesty. 'Cause I can bandage myself up on my own. Biting my cracked nails on my way to absolutely nowhere. I'm crawling in circles on the tracks by the high school, a place I swore I'd never return to. My knees are bruised and still bleed. I didn't need your help, I just needed your honesty. 'Cause I can bandage myself up on my own. I want to respect the time that you haven't communicated that you need away from me.
Okay. That was a place I swore I'd never return to. This next one, it's a newer one. It's called Gabrielle. I released it recently. Okay.
Sleep on wooden smite dragon wings, feather by feather. Now I'm stuck here talking to your ghost. They thought I was talking to the wall. Guess they weren't totally wrong. 'Cause even on the other side, you don't listen. Archangel came down and kissed my forehead to deliver the news that even on the other side you were dead. 'Cause you turned into a bug. I always knew that it was you who had been sucking my blood. My blood. My
This next one is called Great Grandmother Song. And yeah, it's dedicated to my great grandmother, and it's about change and growth and I guess honoring your ancestors. Yeah.
Tiger butterfly swam to, would I be out of my mind? Well, that's where I sleep, and that's where we meet. My calloused fingertips trace the veins of your secrets. The veins of your secrets. Metamorphosize in cycles, always reborn and recycled. And despite the growing pain, I would do it again. Shedding our dry dragon scales as we amass the gins and tails. And despite the moving pain, I would do it again and again. Infinitely. Again and again, I'm crawling and squirming, I'm having a blast. everything that was holding me back. One day you know how the silt and the smoke spread all over me. If I ran to the hill where the tiger butterflies swam to, would I be out of my mind? He placed his ashes next to hers, and then they alchemized and turned. They alchemized and turned. They alchemized and turned. Worming. I'm having a blast away from everything that was holding me back. One day you'll know how the silt and the smoke spread all over me. I'm crawling and squirming. I'm having a blast away from everything that was holding me back. One day you know how the silt and the smoke spread all over me.
Okay, this next one is called Pine Cones and Seashells, and it's about, I wrote it about some people and friends that weren't in my life anymore for various reasons, and it's kind of a reminder to, sort of honor those memories, but also, not let missing those people stop you from living your life and being grateful for the people that you do still have around.
Bloodstained sheets turn pink as I start to sink into the deep, deep textiles. I'm drowning in dreams where we promised to meet, but you've been gone for a while. You've been gone. You've been gone. Gone for a while. Pine cones and seashells, a mountain spirit out to sea. Talismans buried in your skin cells were trapped inside different realities. Maybe I'll see you in the so blue that we miss out on what's really floating around. The sun knocks on my window, the cat scratches my door. nicotine withdrawal shakes my achy bones as I hold on to this ocean floor. I hold on, I ground myself. I ground myself with this ocean.
Next one is called Soy Sauce. Yeah. Tough skin.
and a couple of old friends. It had been too many life cycles. They almost didn't recognize one another. Crying out, had money's homemade soy sauce. Their tears of joy, their tears of joy. I will return, this is my deepest promise. It's a stellar ploy, it's a stellar ploy. Crying out, had money's homemade soy sauce. Their tears of joy, their tears of joy. I will return, this is my deepest promise. It's a stellar ploy, it's a stellar ploy. Crying out, harmonies, homemade soy sauce. Their tears of joy, their tears of joy. I will return, this is my deepest promise. It's a stellar ploy, it's a stellar ploy.
This next one is called We Wear the Ocean on Our Feet. It was also released with Gabrielle recently. Okay.
Barnacles grow on our souls.
Sorry, I forgot the words. Okay, let's go again.
We wear the ocean on our feet as barnacles grow on our souls, just like how you're growing on me. We bend each other's realities. We bend each other's realities. The words we carry are so freaking heavy. Is that why our backs are always sore? I'm feeling something pungent and spicy. It felt simultaneously familiar and new. It tickles me to my core. You're a warmth I can't ignore. The yuppie dog walkers and businessmen on their $50 lunch breaks leave me alone. I walk up to the waves in the rain, to soak up the truth in the rain, yeah, I spent the day at the beach in the rain, it had been a long time since I felt that free, in the rain.
This next one is called Temperance. I wrote it last year before I decided to start playing shows. It was written sort of during a transition period of my life, so it's just a bunch of like imagery and feelings from that period. I'm gonna move the capo a little bit. Okay. There we go. This one is called Metal Dragons. And yeah, it's about rediscovering the wisdom that you had when you were a little kid.
Can you see the metal dragons? flying around the midnight periphery of your young ocean memories, and the dirt of the lands that you inhaled, from which your summer saplings wailed and grew into a name. The corners where you hide, to sing to you inside, and follow the fallen petals that lead us to your guides. You had never met them before in your life, till you listened for the forest tides and all the tree creatures that change my ways, 'cause we're stuck with the blooming flame that'll burn us to the bone. But we'll learn to embrace
one now. It's called More About Fermenting. Yeah.
I'm not staying. I feel your
That was Soy Joy live on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Do not go anywhere. Very shortly, we will be joined by Soy Joy to talk about everything that we would like to talk about, obviously. Stay tuned after these PSAs.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments in a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram. Sprouts is a 100% volunteer and student-run organization at UBC. Through the many initiatives, Sprouts aims to make healthy, affordable, and sustainably produced food accessible to everyone on campus. Sprouts is based out of Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Life Building. With rising food insecurity on campus, they've dedicated practices to making high-quality food and produce available to all through the cafe, community fridge, produce market, and free meal distribution. Learn more about these many initiatives and volunteer opportunities on Instagram at UBC Sprouts.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Thank you.
The 22nd edition of DOXA, Documentary Film Festival, returns May 4th to May 14th, 2023. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, DOXA will present both short and feature films from across Canada and around the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. The in-person festival will include live conversations with filmmakers as well as industry-specific events. The festival program will be announced soon. Visit doxafestival.ca for more information.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. If you've been listening the last half an hour, you just heard a live performance in studio, live on the floor from Soy Joy. And now joining me in the studio is Juniper from Soy Joy, or also known as Soy Joy.
Yeah, hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. This was really great.
Yeah, thanks for playing it. It sounded great. And I want to talk a bit about how you got started maybe in music?
Well, specifically with this project.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
I think I read somewhere that you started playing guitar when you were younger.
Yeah. My parents wanted me to learn an instrument, and when I was little, I watched the School of Rock. I wanted to be like the guitarist.
Okay.
Because he wrote his own songs too, and I really liked poetry as a kid. And so songwriting seemed like a really good way to combine guitar and
So you got to choose. So what was your was there things you were deciding, or no, you knew that guitar was the thing?
Well, my mom made me do piano.
Okay, yeah.
Before that,
or at the same time?
Before that, when I was like really little, like 4 or so.
Yeah.
And I really didn't like it.
Right.
It felt too rigid.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, she was like, well, you have to do an instrument. So I picked guitar. Yeah.
So you switch, basically.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you liked it right away, pretty much?
Yeah, I loved it. I wouldn't practice what my teacher was teaching me. I just make up things. Yeah.
Okay. Like what were... what was your teacher teaching you? Is it just the classic stuff, or is it pop? Or
yeah, I had a few different teachers throughout my childhood, but at first it was more classical,
right?
And then it was, yeah, like pop, rock kind of stuff, some blues, I guess. But yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So you were just like in like writing your own things, or are you choosing to play something else, you know, like or were you finding like chords or whatever on tabs on the internet?
Yeah, kind of everything. Yeah, I really liked Radiohead when I was 12, so I try to learn.
Awesome. Yeah.
But
were your parents into music?
My mom plays flute, but my dad doesn't play any music, but they both really, love listening to it, so just had it around a lot.
And the music you listened to, was it influenced by your parents, or is it something that you found on your own with your friends, or were your parents listening to Radiohead?
a little bit. Yeah, my parents liked a lot of different stuff, but I guess they introduced me to a lot of like 90s rock, sort of grungy stuff.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And because they sort of, were young adults in that period.
Yeah.
And my dad really liked The Clash.
Oh, yeah.
And, I was around a lot of it, but all sorts of stuff too, though, like a lot of salsa and like son and like a lot of Korean stuff because my mom's Korean. And
when did you start really writing your own songs and singing it even?
Probably when I was 12, I'd say I wrote sort of the kinds of songs that I've been writing now. But there's a lot of videos of me when I was like 4 or 5, just like making up songs. And
what were they about, of these videos? Because when you're 4.
Well, I actually have released one of like the audio of this like video that my dad took of me called The Magic Broom. Was in the forest with my family and I found a stick and it was my magic broom and then it disappeared. So I wrote a song about my feelings writing that.
Awesome. And it rhymed and such.
It's very catchy. It sounds like a jingle, like something from an advertisement, but
Okay. And you were saying but you're saying when you're 12, it was very similar to, but I mean, it's got to be slightly different than.
Yes, thank goodness. I think, my songs from back then, I think were just about my friends and like drama with my friends. Okay. And
what about Soyjoy? When did this came about, the name and performance? Like, when did you?
So I started the project when I was around 19. I had some other stuff released with a different name, or my legal name, I guess. But then I wanted to create a new project or like a moniker that would separate my government name from from the kinds of stuff I wanted to sing about. And then the pandemic hit right after I was, starting to get involved with, like, the music scene in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept working on songs. And then I think last summer I started gigging, playing live.
Okay. Yeah. So did you play your first show before COVID? Or was it just about you singing?
As Soyjoy... my first show was, after COVID. Or I think last May.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Was the downtime, did you write a lot of songs during it, or did, or maybe not? Like, cause some people, there's, you can go both ways or no.
I did write a lot of songs. I was also doing a lot of stuff outside of that and just living and experiencing, but then songwriting would be a way to process a lot of that stuff. So yeah.
When I did a Google for Soy Joy, the first link, it's like a granola. It's a protein bar.
Yep.
Have you had it?
I have not had
it. It's not sold here.
I don't think so. But you could probably order it through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so for the listeners out there, I don't even. Yeah, it's like a. Yeah, with protein, like a breakfast protein bar or something. And it has different flavors. There's like a lot of flavors.
Yeah.
I guess it's made from soy?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I really want to try one. But yeah, it is. I don't know. I did see that when I picked the name back in 2019.
But you're like,
I was like, this is actually kind of hilarious. So yeah. I'm just going to keep it. Not? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we'll look for it because I'm curious. It looks interesting.
Yes.
Some of the flavor, I can't remember exactly. And you sometimes play with other people on live and performance. And how did that come about? Or do you play with different? Have you been playing just a different cast of people, or just here and there, or just whoever?
It's been three consistent friends playing with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few other people play with me in the past. It feels nice to have a fuller sound sometimes. Right. But
so did you write the songs, or did you start writing songs with a band in mind, or was it never did you approach them, or mm-hmm. did someone came to you at a choice? Can I play drums?
I wrote the songs sort of with it being more of a solo thing, and then approached the bandmates and. They just come up with their parts, and they're all really amazing. Yeah.
Right. And you do, I was looking at your Bandcamp with this. You put out a lot.
Yeah, I kind of spam the Bandcamp.
It's a lot of, even in the last, you just got something new that you put out this month.
Yeah.
Sing Back Into Me.
Yeah.
Was it pretty new?
I think it was maybe last month put it out. Yeah, I forget that. Well, for years, I didn't have a lot of people, not a lot of people knew about Soy Joy, so I was free to just, post stuff. But now I'm CITR knows about this.
Yeah.
I need to, people listen to this. Oh, my God.
But are these songs you wrote recently, then?
Yeah, I wrote them last winter, and I played two songs, mm-hmm. Gabrielle and We Were the Ocean on Our Feet, off of that one.
Yeah, because it's and then I think the previous one was really just there's five songs from December that you put out. And previously that was it was June, 20.
Yeah.
So are you, and these are all, do you write songs pretty quickly or easily, you think then?
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's just how I process my life.
Yeah.
Free therapy.
Oh.
I'm working on a more polished album with a producer, but I'm just taking my time with it and then just releasing these more demo quick.
Right. Would it be different songs, or is it some of these songs but more produced?
I think mostly those older songs, but more produced. But I have a few that are new. Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of bands, let's talk a bit about Shindig.
Yes.
You played in Shindig early this year? No, was it end of that? Well, it's the recent one.
Yeah, December.
December, yeah. So
2022. Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if it's December all the way to... Yeah, no, this one is just in December. Mm-hmm. Because for a while they were doing it December and then carry on to January. So how was... It was at the Edward Gate and you made it all the way to the finals. How did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it so much. Yeah. That was maybe the most fun my bandmates and I had playing live.
What about it? That you like just the crowd, or just you love the competition?
Yeah, no, I live for the competition. No, I guess, yeah, all the other bands we played with were fantastic, and I didn't know a lot of them beforehand, so it was like just getting to see all these amazing bands, and yeah, the crowd was so lovely and supportive, and I think just the kind of the magic of the event,
we're
all just hyped.
It's fun to play, like the bands, it's a good mix, and you don't know, so yeah, it's almost like nice to meet some new people.
Yes.
And also you don't have to worry about organizing.
No. Oh my gosh, yeah, that was great. Yeah. Just play and enjoy.
Yeah. Was it more nervous or less nervous to play versus regular show, because it's like quote unquote like a competition?
I think I was I was more nervous. I felt a little sick. just in the stomach, from nerves, butterflies. But once I was on stage, like just all that disappeared, and
Did you come up with something new, like something just for the competition? You know, like not a shtick. That's not a nice word for it. But you know, did you like try to maybe talk more or have a story to tell or be more? I don't know.
Oh,
I don't even know if that helps.
On stage?
Yeah, kinda, on stage.
Yeah, I think I came out of my shell a little bit. Oh, yeah. I'm not the biggest banter person, but just, with how lovely the crowd was, it felt good to, I don't know, I don't totally remember.
Yeah,
but I think I did, engage more than usual.
Back in the old days when I used to do Shindig, they don't do this anymore, but you used to get comments from the judges.
Oh, like feedback?
Feedback kinda? From the judges. It's happening. I don't know if I like it or not, because so in the very beginning when Shindig started in the 80s, there were some, or 80s, and there were some nasty comments from some of the judges that got back to there's still stories about it, like people that started bands and they still like have it framed on the thing because they remember it specifically. Like one of the most famous stories of band, I think Grant Lawrence's band, The Smugglers or whatever, play blah blah blah, like one of the judges wrote like the worst some of the worst comments, but then they end up signing the band to like the label ultimately.
Oh my gosh,
it's weird. So I mean, later on we stop. If it's really goofy, we get rid of it. Yeah, and we try to not have people being so.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because it also depends on. The way that we thought about it, sometimes it's nice to hear some positive criticism from like not just your friends.
Yeah.
Maybe. But at the same time, but if it's not positive and if it's.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the. Anyways. I don't know. How do you feel about that? It might be a tricky.
My bandmates and I were talking about how we did want the feedback, even if it was negative. Yeah. But maybe that's, us. But,
Because I know people that don't want to hear it at all. And some people that are really interested.
Yeah.
Same with you hear. Yeah. it's tricky. It's a lot. Also, writings. I mean, when I used to judge or other people judge, sometimes it's not much. You just write nice songs, nice melody and such. So it's different. Different way of going about it. Also, the format is very different. Anyways, I mean, in the old, because the current format is all the bands played. There's four a night.
Yeah.
And then the four best bands over the period of the four nights get picked to play in the finals.
Right.
Whereas the old version was pretty much like the winner of that night moved on to the semis.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I mean, the problem with that is like if you have three really good bands in one night, then they get lost in the first round. So it's just all these like little things here and there. But you have a good time.
Yeah, such a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go back a bit about your new EP. Is there a particular theme to it at all? Or is it just what you feel like you say you recorded it in the winter?
Yeah.
Just end of last. would have been during a shindig-ish.
Yeah, some of them were during that period. I don't know. I just wrote these songs and I was like, I'll just put them out. Yeah, I don't really think there's a running theme to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't know.
No, fair enough.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to another EP in like a month or so. Yeah. And yeah. And have like what are you looking to? Yeah, what's happening this year with? So you said you're gonna get a maybe have more stuff produced. Are you playing? Starting to play a lot of shows again.
Yeah.
Are you looking to play out of town anywhere or going on tours or anything like that or?
Yeah, we did a little tour last year, so in Washington State.
Right. That was good.
That was really good. Really stressful to organize.
Oh, yeah.
But really good and yeah.
How many places?
Three. Okay. It was Bellingham,
yep.
Seattle, and then Tacoma.
Okay, yeah, those.
I didn't realize how close Tacoma was to Seattle, but
yeah.
There was a different crowd, so
yeah.
That was fine. But yeah, touring again would be really great. But yeah, just playing more shows and yeah, got some festivals.
Okay.
As well and. And then, yeah, this album, which actually has, like, sort of a running theme or, like, a narrative to it. I haven't really done that with my previous albums. It's just been, like, here's a bunch of songs. Here you go, world.
Yep.
Have them if you want. Don't have them if you don't want.
And I think you have a show in town coming on April 20th.
Yeah.
I only remember that day because it's all easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, at Green Auto, with other folky singer-songwriter musicians.
Green Auto's nice when you were briefly talking about it, but you played a few times.
Yeah, yeah, Green Auto, yeah.
It feels like home now, almost.
Yeah, definitely.
You know where to stand, like you have a favorite spot now on stage.
Yes, yes, this is my spot. Yeah, and yeah, I know all the little... Yeah, where all the things are, and yeah.
And is that that's the next show that you have in town that's planned? Or there's more?
There is another show sooner, but it hasn't been announced yet.
Okay, well.
But yeah.
Okay. Nope, people, yeah. And what's the best way to do? Well, the Bandcamp is just Soyjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Bandcamp.com. And yes. Do you usually post your shows there, or is it on your Instagram?
Usually Instagram.
But there's a link to it.
At Soyjoy Music, yeah, which is where I post most of the stuff, but yeah.
Okay, great. So on this program, usually we play a game, there's a multitude of games that we play. But usually most of them work better when there's like... but we can still... We sometimes play Family Feud. Sometimes we played Would You Rather, which kind of works. But it usually works better when there's a bigger thing. And then
we also do.
But trying to think of just a quick one. And let me just have it loaded. It's the thing that I'm stealing from. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He just does this thing sometimes where it's not really a game. It was this thing where he just asks celebrities, like 15, he has like 15 questions that they claim it's just that gets to get to know the celebrity better.
Yeah.
So these are just pretty generic. Not generic. It's like, you know, fun little questions that I'm not using exactly those ones.
Like it's not trivia.
It's not trivia. It's like
okay.
It's stuff like I think for him, I'm not going to add this one. Is like, do you like apples or oranges? You know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It just really, you know,
yeah,
and then so people get to know. Yeah.
If
people,
I like apples or oranges.
Yeah, people get to know better. So there's no right answer, wrong answer. So yeah, we have a game that we used to play called Quiz from Hell, and we ask people questions. Basically from BuzzFeed. You know, one of those questions where how many, you know, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite breakfast? And at the end, you're like, oh, you are just like Joey from Friends. I don't know. It's like, it's still a quiz or a quiz. Yeah. So I could actually, why don't I just use the same? The theme song doesn't really apply to this as well because it talks about what kind of dog you are. But since we do, is this even the right thing? We'll play the tune and then we'll ask you some of the questions here.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
All right, so a little quiz. First question is, what is one thing that you own that you really should throw out?
Ooh,
It's a thinker.
Probably my stack of chip bags.
Oh, in my room. You have a stack, like, okay.
Yeah.
How long were you just collecting them or you just didn't want to store it?
They just don't leave my room for some reason. Okay.
But they're not like limited, you know, it's not like I like the looks.
Oh, no,
of
no, not at all. Just like Miss Mickey's or whatever.
It's got this collector's
chip bag, vintage chip bag. Vintage,
you know. Yeah. Question number two. This one is from the first one is from Stephen Colbert. I still summon. This one is also. What is your favorite smell?
Ooh. My favorite smell? Probably lavender.
Okay.
Yeah, every time I pass by lavender, I always smell them.
And lavender is supposed to like make you sleep better.
Yeah.
But then I found that it wakes me up.
Oh yeah.
It just get me like jolted. All right, good answer. Question number three. This is a different one. This is from somewhere else completely.
Okay.
What is your go-to karaoke song, if you have one?
Oh, either Complicated by Avril Lavigne. Okay.
All right.
I've
Canadian CanCon.
Yeah. Ooh. No, I think that's the one. Yeah, that's the one.
This one is, what is the best ice cream flavor or vegan ice cream or whatever, you know, cold dessert
flavor? I like cookies and cream or vegan cookies and cream.
Question number five. It's only 10 questions. So far, you've been doing fantastic.
Okay.
4 out of 4. If you could instantly master a skill, what would it be?
Oh, if I could instantly master a skill. Well, I've been trying to learn for a while the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, yeah.
Solving a Rubik's Cube. I keep like learning how to do it and then I don't do it for a few months
then
and then I completely forget and back it.
So at the peak, at the height of you knowing it, how fast could you do it?
Not that fast. I never time myself.
Okay,
but,
fair enough. Yeah.
But it's
not. Speaking from someone that I've never solved one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, maybe like 20
okay.
minutes.
Okay.
That's pretty
slow. There was like my nephew is obsessed with the Rubik's Cube and he just keep like this, I don't know, I would, you know, mix it, you know, like just like Uncle Ben mix, you know, screen, and he would just like do it. But then every time I do it though, he would just like, I don't know how I just managed to mix it in the worst possible combination.
Yeah.
And I'm not even doing it on purpose, but
yeah.
He does it in, I don't know, like 3 minutes, I don't know, whatever. But he was mentioning that it was like a documentary on about like speed cubers or something where it just follows.
Wow.
It's like a competition where people like do.
How fast.
Yeah. And he was telling me also about like this, like, which cube is better because this one doesn't get stuck or whatever.
Right. There's all kinds of yeah. different.
I don't know.
It's a yeah. whole world.
Yeah. Maybe you're supposed to, like, powder your
hand. Your hand.
Just perfectly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this might be, this could be the answer for the next question, but it doesn't have to be. What is your favorite game? Depends if you define Rubik's Cube a game. I don't think that's a game. It's a puzzle.
Yeah.
But could be, you know, game is a vast category.
Yeah. Well, I think puzzles are my favorite games.
Like actual jigsaw puzzle or just general any?
Yeah, like, or any, but yeah, I love jigsaw puzzles. But for a game, I guess like Uno or Jenga is like, Jenga, let's go with Jenga.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the...
Yeah.
Yeah. The, like,
the block. Yeah.
The block and the suspense and the tension.
Yeah. Have you ever played the big, there's like the regular one, but there's like a giant version of Jenga. I think there's one you can buy. But then if you go to fairs, like I think you can buy like a comically huge one where like the tower is the size of a person.
Whoa. I need that.
they bring it out for like fairs. And I feel like it's one of those things where if you go to, like a BC Hydro, you know, like
advance. Yeah, they'll have that.
Yeah, like a really jank. So just to get people to sign up for like.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You almost said question number 7. What movie have you watched the most?
The most?
Times. Doesn't have to be your favorite one.
Ooh. Well, recently, it's definitely been Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've seen that so many times, but probably not the movie I've seen the most in my life.
Are you catching like new stuff in that movie?
Every time. Yeah, there's always
like stuff
details
in the background that makes sense. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I also watch like video essays on
Okay.
So I'm like rewatching. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can go down the YouTube rabbit hole in there.
Oh yeah.
Well, we can. Yeah, that might be.
Yeah.
You can just go with that.
Yeah.
And question number 8, what is your favorite season?
I feel like probably fall, but I like the beginning of every season
because
you get tired of the previous season.
Okay,
so
you get
like,
excited
oh,
for a little bit. Okay.
Spring, summer, yeah.
So fall and spring would be good in a way because they're short, you know.
Yeah,
I guess. Pretty much over. Or,
so,
yeah. Because summer, you'd just be like, because spring, or fall, you would like more of it because there's less of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and summer, there's like the heat waves and all that. And then winter, it's just cold and depressing.
Okay, the last two questions is getting tough. These are the tough ones.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most trivial thing about which you have a strong opinion? Something pretty trivial that you have a strong opinion about.
Sorry, wait. Something
something that's something that you can feel trivial, like that doesn't matter, like not like a
that I have a strong opinion about.
Like for some people would be, you know, you should never peel an apple counterclockwise or something.
Yeah.
You know. You don't have to.
I do have quite a few things like that, but.
It's hard to come up like on the spot.
Yeah. I guess. Okay, the only thing I can think about is actually connected to Soy Joy.
Yeah.
People always spell it in like different ways.
Okay.
Like it doesn't. Yeah, like I.
What is? Yeah.
Doesn't like really bother me, but I'm like, no, it has to be this way. I don't know if that's like an opinion.
Yeah. No.
But
that's a very common band situation with unless you're, I mean, I feel like they do that wrong even with like the most speaking on trivial, like easy banding.
Yeah.
You think they get it. Like what is the most, like what's the most wrong way of, you remember?
Well, it's like one word
and
it's spelled like capital S and then it's capital J, like the joy part. So capital S, O, Y, capital J, O, Y, and it's together. But people either spell them separately or like...
Lowercase,
Lowercase J.
Okay.
I just... Yeah, intentionally, like.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I don't get mad at people for it,
yeah,
but
yeah, no.
I will think about it. I will feel a little something.
Okay. All right, we are in the last question now. Question number 10.
Okay.
This is the quiz from hell that just like, yeah. So if it was like the Stephen Colbert show, it's like after this, people know a lot about you. They understand what it is about you that ticks. The last question is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, not this question. Oh my gosh, my bassist Corvin just brought that up at soundcheck last week.
And
well,
did you have an opinion? What did Corvin think?
I feel like this is too controversial. can I pass?
All right.
I don't want to upset people. It's a lot of pressure right now.
Well, fair enough. No, that's a valid answer. I didn't realize it was that controversial. Yeah. Perfect. So basically, you think it's a taco then? No answer. Yeah.
Those are your words. I don't know.
All right. Sorry, Joy. Thanks so much for playing along with this quiz questionnaire.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for playing live on the show. If you're just tuning in on to Live from Thunderbird Radio on CITR Now, if you're just tuning in, you miss a fantastic performance from Sorry, Joy at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. However, you'll be able to listen to this on the CITR website on our podcast system probably sometime later on tonight. Just do a search for Radio Hell or Soy Joy, spelled one word.
Thank you.
And it'll probably, if you just go to CITR.ca like at, I'm going to say midnight or early tomorrow, it'll be one of the first shows to post, be on the front, because it shows the latest podcast and all that stuff. So you'll be able to find it. And you can go to soyjoy.bandcamp.com and also Instagram, Soyjoy Music, to check out music, upcoming shows, yeah, all the latest album, including Sing Back Into Me on Bandcamp. Anything else you would like to add, Jennifer?
Just... thank you so much for having me on,
yeah,
Ben.
So much
this is a huge pleasure and honor. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. And coming up next week, live in studio, we have Banana House. And then the week after, we have Nicholas Krikovich and Advanced Bass. So two big shows coming up live in studio next Thursday and the Thursday after. And at 11 o'clock on CITR will be Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for that. And until then, I'm signing off.